Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive to right field. Oliva throws towards Carew. Carew fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carew. McGraw moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. McGraw steals third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. McGraw scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Allison reaches second base with a double. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhlander for the out. Allison moves to third. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosboro for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt takes first base on ball four. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. Merritt moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Bob Priddy now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and has Aparicio trapped. There's the throw to Carew, who throws over to Tovar, who tags Aparicio for the out. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt fires to first and picks off Ward. one out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosboro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Merritt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Tovar reaches third base with a triple. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tovar tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Clark now playing third base. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Rich Reese pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Ted Hollander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm fires to first and picks off Clark. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.